Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Luce Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Luce Trails and Tales made possible by Superior Livestock Auction from Oklahoma City, nearly where I'm at right now. Next Thursday is the next Superior video sale. Get details about that. Sam, I see things crawling around on my tools. SuperiorLivestock.com. All right. Why are you so humored by that? It was like fuzz or something. I think it was pocket fuzz.
I'm not laughing at fuzz on your tool.
Seriously, did you not just say that? You know we're on the air, right?
You said that, not me.
SuperiorLivestock.com. The All-American Beef Battalion, continuing to say thank you to our nation's soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, and Coast Guardians, only with your assistance. And you make keep track of that and look at for the fuzz at steaksfortroops.com. And Sam Knipp, can you tell me Trent Luce's favorite destination in the nation?
Oklahoma City.
Really? I thought you'd do better than that.
What's better than that?
Well, you could at least say Norman, where we're at now.
Oh, well, no, this is not Norman. This, in Oklahoma, we prefer to call this Moore South.
We're just more south. Yeah. All right. Medora, North Dakota. On the web, MedoraND.com. See that? It is driving me nuts. Can't you see that little fuzz right there?
I can see fuzz. Yeah. Yeah, I can see. Let me pull it off there for
you. Yeah, because it's causing us problems. AFR, America's Farmers and Ranchers, the director of communications for said organization, no stranger to the radio airwaves in the Great Plains of America. Where you been hiding, Sam?
Everywhere. It just sounds good to say I work for American Farmers and Ranchers. It really has a nice sound to it. I'm very, very proud to say that.
You have a nice sound, too. See, I haven't had you on my show for far too long. Are you still doing radio shows?
Absolutely, yeah. We do a weekly show on KFRM called the Oklahoma Ag Report. And then we do podcasts. The AFR Country Journal is a podcast that we do on a kind of an as-needed basis. And when we get an extended interview with the governor or somebody like that, we'll put that on the podcast and put that on our website and all the social media stuff. You know, it works out pretty good.
Funny thing, I've been trying to get a hold of the governor of Kansas, and he's not wanting to talk to me.
Well, the governor of Kansas has his hands full, as does the governor of Oklahoma. And we have been dealing with her recent State of the State address, where she had all these tax increases and tax decreases trying to balance the budget. And she has definitely run afoul of a lot of folks wanting to increase the sales tax on many services, including insurance.
I thought you were going to say she's falling short.
No.
I was trying to play off of Fallon falling short.
Oh, I get it.
Got to draw you a picture.
I get it. But, you know, this is serious stuff here. We got to be professionals.
Yeah, but we also have to keep people listening.
Well, that's your job.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm working at it. But I turned the radio on when I got to Oklahoma because I wanted to, just exactly as you laid out before I come and speak at the American Farmer and Rancher, a wonderful convention that's taking place this week south of Moore, Oklahoma. I wanted to get a lay of the land. And obviously, increase in taxes is all I heard about after I crossed the Oklahoma border.
We have about a $900 million budget shortfall at the state level, and that is mainly due to a couple of things. The oil and gas industry has struggled the past few years, starting to do better now, but we always lag a little bit. Agriculture has struggled, so the income from agriculture has not been as good as we'd like. And just the whole economy has not met the expectations that we had laid out in the previous year. So that's why there is a budget shortfall, one of the reasons. Now, some might say that government is trying to do too much, and perhaps they might be partially correct. But we have to find a way that we have a balanced budget. And agriculture and rural Oklahoma often play a role in helping balance that budget. we're not saying that we don't deserve to share in the pain or the success of the state, but some of the governor's proposals need to have a really closer look, and we don't think that that all of those sales tax increases will go through. And of course, we're really concerned about the sales tax exemption for agriculture. We've been guaranteed, or we've been told anyway, that that is safe, that that's off the table. We'll see. We hope so.
Well, isn't it just like, I mean, government needs to run like American farms and ranches have, because since 1950, we've not had a surplus of anything. And so we've adapted. We've learned how to produce more with less. In fact, numbers that I just learned last week in Greensburg at a sustained conference is that we produce 650% more corn on 13% fewer acres than we did in 1940. Why can't the state and federal government do the same thing?
It's always difficult to try to get a public entity such as the government to run exactly like a private corporation or a private company. I'm not sure it's possible, but it has a nice ring to it to think that we can get the government to operate with the same concept as we would as a private individual or a private business. And it's assured that if we watch our spending and we have adequate income, you would think that those two would eventually match up. Some years they do, some years they don't, and that's kind of what we're struggling with right now.
Okay, back to that comment about you saying that I don't think we can. Don't think we can get government to run like a private entity. When we get done here, I'm going to give you the number of my mother, because I grew up with my mother every week saying, Trent, the only thing you can't do is what you think you can't do. Put your mind to it. Do you need to call my mom?
Okay, well, yeah, I'll call your mom. Sure.
In fact, maybe I could just have her come on down. All right, we could gloom and doom about the ag economy. We could talk. Oh, hey, here's a bit of good news. Yeah. Oklahoman, today, confirmed. Next director of the EPA, Scott Pruitt. That's big news. I happen to be in Oklahoma on a historic day.
It is a big deal. We have long been a friend with Scott Pruitt, and Scott Pruitt has long been a friend of agriculture and the environment, despite what some folks outside of the High Plains may try to make you believe. Scott Pruitt has indeed been a great friend of agriculture, great friend of rural Oklahoma, and he's been very good to work with, and we really look forward to working with him as the new administrator of the EPA.
How do you explain that to people that are not from the High Plains, that he has been a friend, because we heard mainstream media, which wants to complain about everything today, pick on him for suing the EPA directly 14 times. Well, it's about much of what the EPA has been doing hasn't been about clean water, clean air.
Exactly. And anybody who has followed the record of Scott Pruitt will know that there's a reason why he's filed all those lawsuits and filed all those concerns about how the EPA has been functioning. We see it every day on the ground here in the High Plains about how the federal government has overreached and attempted to regulate things that they had no business trying to do. So Pruitt recognizes that. We look forward to an EPA that is a little bit more agriculture-friendly, a little bit more landowner-friendly, and understands some of the struggles that we go through out here every day.
Whether it be agriculture across the board or as members of the American Farmers and Ranchers, the group that we're with here in more south, what would be the top of mind for issues? Did we just talk about them? Or are there has to be other things that farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma are really zeroed in on?
There are a lot of issues on the minds of these guys meeting down the hall right now. Obviously, the economy, the sluggish economy, the low commodity prices, the governor's tax proposals, those are all on the front burner. Some of the others that are approaching the front burner would be, what do we do with all the wild hogs that we have running around Oklahoma? It's become a huge issue. We addressed it last year and the year before that, and we're going to continue to look at it, how we can try to control the feral hog population. We have an issue with...
Can I jump in there?
Sure.
Because I've got some firsthand experience with that. That's not just about crop damage. And it's putting agriculture and livestock at a risk in Oklahoma because many of these hogs are testing positive to pseudorabies, brucellosis, diseases we eradicated in the domestic herd a long time ago, and they're intermingling with our domestic hogs.
Yeah, they're pretty nasty animals. They we know from research done by the Noble Foundation that they have indeed been a carrier of many diseases. And so that becomes an issue. We'd like to basically eradicate them, but it's going to be very hard. We have over a million hogs, estimated population here in Oklahoma, wild hogs in Oklahoma. And, we got that many. In order to keep that number stable, we've got to kill something like 70% of that number every year. That's a lot of dead pigs that we're going to have to deal with.
Here we are, promoting dead pigs. All right, you got a minute and a half. I interrupted you. Where else were you going to go? We're going to talk about young people because these farm groups aren't getting any younger.
Absolutely, and you probably saw out in the hallway and you came in some of our youth advisory council members. These are high school students, seniors in high school who we work with throughout the year. To work with AFR and to work with our youth programs. AFR is a leader in our youth programs. We do a lot with that because we understand that's the future. So there is a lot of bright young people out here in rural Oklahoma that are willing to do a lot with AFR and with the ag economy. So it looks good.
Sam Knipp is such a young spirit. What keeps you so young, Sam?
Work. Work, work, work.
How come you never age? You look just like you did the day we met in Oklahoma City, more north.
Yesterday? Well, it's good genes. Good Western Kansas genes.
That's it? That's where you're going to leave it? What? And then environment and diet. You got like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Good. Just working hard all the time, and behaving myself, those kind of things. It always works.
See, that's what's wrong with interviewing a radio guy. You always take those cues literally, and so you think, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, all those years on the radio, when someone gives you the sign, you just got to shut up,
Actually, I think we should do this over, and you should interview me, because I'd like to see what you'd want to talk about.
Well, I could think of a dozen things I'd like to talk about with you, but we wouldn't have near enough time.
The beauty of it is we do this every day. From more south, Oklahoma. I'm latched onto that. It's just going to stick forever. Making memories at the 2017 American Farmer and Rancher Convention. More throughout the next week. Loose Trails and Tales. Always remember, be gentle. Stay friends.